This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Shanning and Roshan. Now, the Inland Revenue Board wants to make it harder for tax evaders to hide in the shadows. Now, this week, IRB Director General Dato' Sabin Samita announced that next year it will put more resources into collecting money from shadow economy activities.
The shadow economy refers to goods and services unreported for taxation. This includes undeclared income for both legal and illegal activities. This includes things like freelancing work and illicit activities like prostitution, sale of illegal drugs, smuggling of cigarettes and liquor, as well as bribery.
So we asked tax expert Dr. Virinderjit Singh, the chairman of Axel Asia, to get an idea of how the shadow economy is measured. And here's what he had to say.
It's actually a very difficult exercise to be able to measure what they call a shadow economy, or the other terms he uses, as you know, underground economy, informal economy, black economy. They all are the same thing. So basically, there are no real accurate measures of it. But I know that from various World Bank and IMF and various other economists who have done some work on this in the past, in general, the average is about 30% of the GDP is said to constitute the underground or the shadow economy. Basically, what they're saying is these are transactions, illegal. Some could be illegal transactions carried out. Some could be cash-based transactions, but they'd go undetected for tax purposes.
And that was tax expert Dr. Virinderjit Singh. And also to find out more about IRB's plans, joining us on the line is Dato' Nizam Sayri, Deputy Director General for Tax Operations for the Inland Revenue Board. Thank you for joining us, Dato' Nizam. So why is the IRB prioritising tackling this shadow economy next year?
Well, I think one of the most important thing to remember is that our role as the tax administrator in the country is to actually institute fairness in our tax system. So when we plan or do anything at all in terms of focusing in any area, actually the main objective is to establish fairness. That means for those who have not been paying the right amount of taxes, we have to bring them into the net. So when you talk about shadow economy, as you have heard earlier, these are economies that are basically outside, it has been outside of the tax net. So it's our role actually to bring them in and to be fair to those who have been compliant.
So how does the IRB plan to increase enforcement on the shadow economy? What's this going to look like?
We're going to redeploy a lot more of our people to target and do cases within the shadow economy, because now there are a lot more information available to us because we have improved our data collection, ability to do data analytics and all. So those which have been outside of our net before, the information available through this extensive data collecting exercise that we have done so far has helped us a lot, actually, to get information and target more. So when we have more cases to do, then we will channel higher number of officers to actually do the audits.
So, Dato' Nizam, how much revenue does the IRB actually target to raise from the enforcement on this shadow economy?
There is no actually specific target for it, but every year in the process of coming up with the budget or expected revenue collected for the following year, all our plans and activities actually embedded within the forecast for the following year. So, as you know, as it tabled by the minister in the budget recently, target has been increased. Current for this year, it was targeted at 147 billion from the tax. From direct taxes, and next year is going to be 154. So this increase, it's not just something that is estimated, but it also includes what we have planned to do in the following year.
Speaking about taxes and revenue, how much revenue has the IRB collected under the Special Voluntary Disclosure Program?
I think the minister has mentioned it. It's a little bit more than 7 billion under the Special Voluntary Program has been collected.
And Dato, do you think a meaningful way of enforcement would be to actually be more punitive when you do catch these individuals who evade tax in the shadow economy?
True. That is why, during the Special Voluntary Disclosure period, penalty imposed was 10%, and then in the second part of it was 15%. And from now on, our enforcement through audit and investigation will impose a higher penalty at the minimum of 45%.
Thank you very much, Dato' Nizam. And that was Dato' Nizam Sayeri, Deputy Director General for Tax Operations of the Inland Revenue Board. And as he said, the IRB is looking to redeploy more people. They've also improved their data collection system. And in response to your last question, penalties of about 40%?
Yeah, but whether that's enough to scare everybody is the question, because you always think you're never going to be caught, right? But the reality is that in Malaysia, our tax base is just not enough. Think about it. Our GDP, tax to GDP is only 13% versus, like, let's say, a country like South Korea, which is 17 or 18%. Now, this part, aside from the shadow economy, this is the legitimate economy. Mm-hmm. So 7% in 2017, only 7%, estimated 7% of registered companies actually were subjected to tax. So just imagine, even for those that are legitimate, not many pay. So what more of those illegitimate? That's very little, actually. So the IRB, they have a lot of work cut out for them, because as we know, we really need to look at our fiscal deficit, right? Narrow that down. And one part is in terms of government revenue.
Yeah, getting as much money, basically, as we can. Because as I think Dr. Virendrajit also pointed out, 30% of the total GDP, that's what's estimated to be the size of the shadow economy. That's no small number at all.
Yeah, but beyond that, also, it's about fairness, right? Because if only a certain population pays taxes, that's unfair. It's unfair to those who are paying the taxes. So I'm all for the IRB looking at the areas that aren't paying their fair share of taxes.
Now, we've also been running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account asking you, how should the government reform the tax system in order to curb the shadow economy? Now, we've had 93 votes. You've still got an hour left to weigh in if you haven't already. And of the voters, actually, 49% or nearly half of them actually did say bring back GST. So that is the current front runner at the moment, followed by better enforcement at 33% and harsher penalties at 8%.
Well, we know the government has already recently said that they're not bringing back GST, right? So, I mean, one of the measures they're doing is one of the policies announced in Budget 2020 is the introduction of this tax identification number, or TIN, for individuals 18 or and above beginning 2021. Now, this is one of the steps, tax experts say, that could help address this shadow economy, because currently we only get a tax file number when we reach the taxable income threshold. So automatically under the TIN system, every individual will get a tax file number upon turning 18.
So this is basically like a social security number in other countries, right? Like the US particularly.
Yeah, so this is the idea, would be to immediately the tax authorities know that you exist and probably can catch and track every single financial flow of income. Because, like, okay, maybe when you're in your 20s, you don't earn enough. But come on, when you get to your 30s and 40s and you're still not paying tax, maybe they would be a bit more suspicious, right?
Yeah, and I think this will be much simpler to implement than other countries because we have the IC, right? Every single Malaysian has an identification number. And that makes it a lot more easier to do these sort of systems.
Because the data already exists, that identification data.
You exist on government in the government database already.
All right. Well, that's going to be interesting to see how that eventually comes to pass. But right now, we are heading into the 8 o'clock news. And after that, The Breakfast Grill, where Sharitz Abdullah speaks to Carl Benedict Frey, author of the book, The Technology Trap. Be sure to stay tuned for that conversation after the news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.